AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's on his way back from Davos, Switzerland, where he today inaugurated his Board of Peace.
We have peace in the Middle East. Nobody thought that was possible. We've settled 8 wars, and I believe another one's coming pretty soon.
It's to lead efforts at maintaining a ceasefire in Israel's war with Hamas. Trump says everyone wants to be part of the board, though a number of U.S. allies have opted not to participate. Meanwhile, European leaders held an emergency summit to discuss the future of transatlantic relations, prompted by Trump's insistence that the U.S. take control of Greenland. And it Donahue reports,
Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney is responding to President Trump's comments about Canada. The president mentioned Carney during his speech at the World Economic Forum in Davos.
Canada lives because of the United States, remember that.
The prime minister answered back,
Canada doesn't live because of the United States. Canada thrives because we are Canadian.
President Trump has talked about making Canada the 51st state.
Canada gets a lot of freebies from us, by the way. They should be grateful also, but they're not.
Carney says his country and the U.S. have built a remarkable partnership, but they are masters in their home.
Canada can't solve all the world's problems, but we can show that another way is possible, that the arc of history isn't destined to be warped towards authoritarianism and exclusion.
Carney says Canada can show how diversity is a strength, not a weakness. Audio from CTV. I'm Ed Donahue.
A fresh read on third quarter GDP upgrades U.S. economic growth to a 4.4% annual rate. The Fed's preferred inflation gauge ticked higher in November, consumer prices up 2.8% over a year earlier. Jobless claims higher last week, but they remain low. A 30-year mortgage is averaging 6.09%. This is AP News. Donna Warder reports prosecutors are stunned that federal immigration authorities allowed a suspect in a $100 million jewelry heist to self-deport.
Jason de Leon Garcia Flores was one of 7 people charged last year with taking part in what's believed to be the largest jewelry heist in U.S. history. They allegedly stopped an armored truck near Los Angeles and stole millions worth of diamonds, emeralds, gold, rubies, and designer watches in 2022. Flores, a lawful U.S. permanent resident, would have faced up to 15 years in federal prison had he been convicted. But U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement deported Flores in late December after he requested voluntary departure. Now Flores' lawyer wants the charges to be permanently dropped. Federal prosecutors want the case to be dropped without prejudice, meaning they could still charge him in the future. I'm Donna Warder.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.